All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to Talk Time Thursday. I'm your host, Gabe. I'm joined here today by... Boys, introduce yourselves.
You first. Okay. My name is Brody West. I am a host on a lot of shows here. A co-host on a lot of shows here. And now I'm just a guest, and it's kind of nice to just be a guest today.
And I'm Samuel Pierman, and I'm known for a lot of things.
Yeah, you are.
No further introduction. I'm looking at you, and
you're like just sitting there smiling. Everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Speaking of things everybody knows, it is Thursday, November 2nd. So we've passed Halloween.
Yep.
We are getting our way to Christmas right now.
You skipped one.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you did.
No,
you skipped a holiday.
Mm-mm. We've gone over this a couple of times now. No,
you skipped Thanksgiving.
It doesn't
You skipped
count.
A dinner.
You can't skip Thanksgiving.
It's a dinner.
It's just a big dinner. It's a massive dinner you prepare with your friends.
It's not a
family.
Holiday.
It is a holiday.
A dinner.
And wouldn't you consider Black Friday a holiday there?
Yeah,
man? I mean, kind of. Kind of like a false holiday. Mm-hmm. It's just a massive holiday. Sale on everything, but
you,
it can count.
You personally consider? Okay, so. I think I was listening to yesterday's like recorded podcast of Off the Rails, and I heard you quote say Black Friday is a holiday, a pseudo holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at you right now, and you're looking at me a little confused here. Do you remember what you said yesterday?
I'm trying to figure out where this is going, Gabe.
I was just gonna diss on you and say Black Friday is not a pseudo holiday, and now I'm the host, so I can say whatever I want.
So you're just gonna point and laugh at me? Okay.
Wouldn't that make like Halloween a pseudo holiday? Because it's not a national holiday.
I mean, kind of, I guess.
It's not a national holiday. They've never the USA doesn't recognize it as a holiday.
Yeah. So.
Which is silly, because if they did, we would get school out that day, and that'd be nice.
Yes, it would.
It'd be really nice.
5 stars to Halloween if it ever got us school off. However, it's like a 2-star holiday.
Yeah.
The thing is I wouldn't want the school day of Halloween off. I wouldn't want the day after off.
Because you're out all night?
Because I don't want to wake up at like 7 in the morning after being out till like 1 midnight.
You don't want to be waking up tired, exhausted.
Sugar. So I would go to school on the 31st, but on the 1st of November, we should get that day off if it was a national holiday.
That would make sense.
It'd be a pretty good national. We could move Black Friday to that day too, and like have all the deals start at noon.
Because most holidays fall on a break. Winter break falls. Christmas falls on winter break. I think doesn't like.
They do that.
Fourth of July
though.
Falls on summer break, of course. There's something in spring break I'm forgetting. Maybe Easter. I think
Easter's in April.
Easter's in April. Okay, and it's
closer
May.
To summer.
It's closer to summer.
Yep.
So, I'm just saying, like, if it was a national holiday, I would want the day after off because I know it doesn't fall in the 9 weeks range for a break.
You'd be able to give yourself time to prepare for, you know, going back to school.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Get excited to go back to school.
I just wouldn't show up here. If I stayed up till like 1 or 2,
you can actually do that.
Yeah,
you
I can.
Call out
I
in
can.
The morning and then go to your actual school instead. I did that one day because
fun
I felt
fact.
Ill.
You can sleep through the entire day. It is not a fun thing. Do not do that.
It's not illegal. You can sleep all day if you want. So
yeah, but you don't feel good.
Well, I slept 17 hours. I didn't feel very good.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a good feeling.
You feel like you just wasted.
Yeah,
precious time
sometimes.
In your life.
Sometimes you're just
you'll
trying
never
to
get that time back.
Yeah,
and sometimes when you just wake up, you feel drained because you put all your energy into sleeping instead of putting your energy into getting more energy.
I don't.
You don't?
No.
No.
No. Sleeping is getting
sleeping
more
take
energy.
Energy.
No.
Just a little, but like, if you sleep all day, it takes a lot. Why do you think bears eat so much before they go to bed?
That's true. Or hibernate. Yeah.
Because they don't get to eat at all while they sleep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, if we don't eat for 24 hours, we kind of...
Or drink water.
You know, yeah, drink water. Actually, that's dangerous.
2 weeks. Drinking water is important.
A day.
Yeah.
Max 24 hours.
I'm going to jump back to when we said it's not illegal and segue myself into our legal disclaimer. Right here, right now, I'm going to make sure people know that everything we say is not affiliated with the opinions of the studio or Wayne Township. Nobody else other than us owns our opinions.
So where are you going with this?
Where are we going with this?
I don't know yet.
Today?
What are you leading to?
What are we leading to?
I was gonna start off with saying I played Roblox yesterday, and I had a really good time. I was begging children for money, saying, "Can I please have $1 Cash App so that I can buy myself Robux?"
How old did you say you were?
17.
Okay.
I wasn't saying I was like 17. Some toddler.
Yeah. At least you weren't lying about your age.
Yeah, you weren't trying to scam. Well,
I was.
Is that scamming?
No,
it's not scamming. It's just begging. If you just ask, you're not scamming. If you
you're
ask
just begging
for money. It's just begging.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I spent $5 already on Robux, and I'm like, man, I want more Robux. So I started just asking people, can I have $1 Cash App for Robux?
Greed.
Yeah.
Greed.
That's all I gotta say about that, man.
It was kind of funny though, because I did it in funny voices, and in the game I was playing. Right, there. Uh-huh. It's called, I think, Houses or something like that. But you're a person who's dropped into a random house with one other person, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can party up and have a bunch of other people. Mm-hmm. But you move as a group, and you can skip people.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do that, you move to a different house with another random person or another random set of people.
Right.
The more time you spend, the more coins you collect. The more you get to fiddle around with little trinkets that you can buy with those coins. Those coins can either be purchased with the Robux, or you can spend 3 hours in the game and make like six. Which, I mean, works, but you have to like sit there for 3 hours, whatever. Make a lot of hard decisions talking to people. It's too much. So it's a lot easier to just randomly walk up to people and be like, can you send me $1? Right now, $1. All I need is $5. I need five people to give me $1. And it didn't work. It didn't work at all.
I wouldn't think so.
They're not just going to give away their money.
Exactly. And they're
some
like,
people
what,
do that, though.
And they're billing information just so that you can get an extra $5.
I was saying Cash App. So Cash App, it's a little weird. They like take a little percentage off the top, which people don't like, and I'm not going to endorse them in any way. But it's like the quickest, easiest, unaffiliated money transfer that you can get right now.
Okay.
I feel like people would use it for like money laundering, which is
probably
not a good thing.
Probably.
Yeah, I should stop using Cash App.
Maybe you shouldn't be asking random people for $5.
Money. Probably 12-year-olds too.
Yeah.
Who don't have a dollar to their name.
Yeah, that's not a good career decision, my friend.
I think my career is going everywhere but up right now.
You have a show.
Yeah.
Okay, we're starting off. I got one platform, and that is it. Yeah. I can project my bad thoughts out into the world.
No.
Like, you should go get me a singular frog right now. Find a frog. It's cold outside.
In this weather?
Yeah, they're hiding.
It's freezing.
Go. Yeah.
My heat's out in my car. It's cold.
If you, like, stick three people in your car, it might get a little warm.
It might.
So
there's nobody that go.
You and me are going to go sit in his car after this. And
I am not sitting in a freezing cold car that
Why
cannot
not?
Get warm.
What are you afraid of? Being a little chilly and uncertain.
I don't like the cold. Okay.
Don't like it.
I love the cold, guys. This is the best weather ever, except for the fact that I have to defrost my car.
Yeah, no, I just don't like it because of both. It's cold. There's ice on my car.
Yeah.
There's ice on the roads.
There is?
Well, not today, but...
I haven't felt any ice yet.
In the future, there will be.
Yeah.
Give it a few weeks, and it will be all ice. I do not want that.
I think the only time that it was really icy, I got a snow day.
If there's any ice on the road ever, I don't ever go to school. Because I live, like, all the way out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Same.
And so it's super hilly, so the buses can't, like, get out of the place.
And
so
they don't
kinda,
like, de-ice the roads either?
No, they don't go down our roads and de-ice or anything. So, yeah. I'm kind of just stuck. when I'm at my dad's.
Yeah. Mm.
So I just don't go.
Over in Mooresville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I live in like...
Waverly. It's over in Waverly.
Yeah, it's like not that far away from Mooresville.
No, it's like 20 minutes from the school.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, my house is all the way out in the middle of North Salem, which is... It feels like the middle of nowhere, but we don't get our roads de-iced.
How much land do you have, like, around your house?
Around our house?
You have a big, like, backyard.
I think it's pretty big front yard. Counting my grandpa's, it's pretty big property. So.
Right now, I live in a little tiny neighborhood thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's just a bunch of little, little pre-built houses that they rent out. Mm. Real stinky. Real poor quality.
Gotcha.
I give you a thumbs down on my current house.
Ah.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I went and saw the movie last
Ooh.
Night. Oh, yeah, you did.
How,
we
but
can
how do
finally
you rate
talk
it?
About it. Okay. I rate it the same thing you rated it, which was an 8.
Okay.
8?
I liked it. I enjoyed it. I think it's definitely a theater movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
if you don't see it in the theater, it's kind of like, yeah, it's okay.
Were the kids being funny in the theater, too, for you?
Dude,
they were all behind me. Like,
no, they were in front of me, and like they did not stop screaming the whole movie.
Aww.
And they were like screaming like beans and bologna. And I'm like,
why?
What are you talking about? And then they ran up. They were at like the first or second row, and they ran all the way up to where we were sitting, which is at the top with my friends and my girlfriend. And they just like sat there for like 5 minutes and just stared at us.
Wow.
And I was just like.
Go away.
What is going on?
Buzz off. Just go away.
And then at the end, my friends were like, we're going to tell your parents. And I was
just like. Till they get all scared. They were like, oh, no, don't tell mom.
No. I think the kid had to have been there all day.
Wow.
Mm.
Because he knew every single thing in that movie that was going to happen.
Well, okay. If you've seen it once, you can kind of like guess when things are going to happen.
I know, but how. But he said it. This is his. This is his first time coming to a movie theater.
So he watched
so he
it
had watched it like.
They got the movie like out on Pirate. So sorry.
I know they have it on Peacock and stuff.
So you could have seen it without going to the theater.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like that kid.
No. Well,
yeah.
Put him on blast right now.
Group.
I can't. I don't know what his
what
name
did he
is.
Look like?
He was.
We're not.
Let's look at Pierman
like,
here.
Why you looking at me?
Pierman, shorter, very much skinnier, and a kind of a longer face.
So a little lanky kid with a long face.
About 5 foot, maybe.
Same hairish.
Oh yeah, just about the same hair.
Okay, so he's
with
like
blonde, but it's blonde.
Blonde hair. Pretty short. And he was at what movie theater?
Okay. We're going Greenwood.
Okay, so diss that kid.
Just that kid.
Like
yeah, nobody likes that kid.
He was mean and did not make it a pleasant experience.
And they would run up and down like, and they I think they left the theater like 4 times.
I need some parent.
There's no parents. There was no parents there. It was just them.
I
need those parents to listen to this right now and hear me say, please, please take care of your
just
kids.
Any parent.
Yeah.
Just why are you letting your 7-year-old son go to a movie theater unaccompanied? How did they get in? It's
like
a PG-13 movie.
That's an even bigger question, yeah. Like people,
maybe he was 13.
There's
maybe
no way that kid was 13. That kid looks 7.
What if he had like a little fake ID?
What if he was...
I swear.
If that kid has a fake ID for being 13, I wouldn't let him in.
What if he was just very short?
No, his friends were the same height, and they all looked the same age.
Yeah, they were
what
all
if,
like...
They were all like 8.
What if
7
they were
max.
All very short?
If you have... If your friend group is under 5 foot and you're 13, I was at least 5'2", 5'4". I was not at like 5 foot. That kid had to have been maximum 5 feet. Like max.
You could have like picked
and then
him
we
up
were,
and
we,
thrown
I
him.
Didn't know Gabe.
And then
we're
I
not...
think we were trying to get popcorn and like a soda. Right. And the kid was just standing there and just grittying.
He was
just right so this is the counter. Where Pyramid is sitting, which is like maybe two feet away from me, he was just grittying and screaming, right foot creep. And I'm like,
please.
What is going on?
He was a YouTube kid. He was a
He was an iPad kid. Oh. iPad kid. Oh. He was an iPad kid. Imagine iPad kid. There's a face description.
Well, I guess there's another PSA. People, parents, please.
Don't accompany your kids to movies.
Be responsible for your children. My goodness.
Because I went with my brother once, and I was like, I can't do this. I'm going to get in trouble. So I left the theater, and I sat and waited for them to get out of the movie theater. I'm not going to disclose what happened, but it was not okay.
You're just like, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm going home.
I couldn't drive yet, so I was kind of just stuck.
Oh.
Kind of just stuck there.
Well,
so I had to sit in the movie theater until it got done.
Well, I'm sorry that you're experiencing seeing the movie.
No, I loved the movie. The movie was fun. I can get over people talking. And like there was a lot of shut ups yelled in that theater.
Well, obviously.
The kids? Oh no, just us.
Oh.
Just and the other group that was like a row in front of us, which is like the second tallest row, and we like I think we told him shut up like a collected like 10 times.
Yeah,
but
that means you're like not having a good time.
I thought I had a great time. The movie was good. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it. No.
No.
Probably.
Yet.
I feel like give it some time.
Give it 2 weeks, 2-3 weeks,
and then once
if you haven't seen it and it's out in theaters and on Peacock, like, and then on other websites.
Yeah.
Like you can literally watch it on Peacock.
You can watch it basically anywhere. Yeah.
You can watch it for free on Peacock just with some ads. Yeah. It needs an account.
Some people are busy though, so I don't want to like.
Yeah.
I gotta
yeah.
wait like a full month
like,
before I start talking about it.
I feel like if the people who really wanted to see it would have seen it by now.
I mean, heck with it. You could probably. There's already a bunch of spoilers out there on like.
If you have TikTok, you've been spoiled.
Instagram, like.
Well, there were a couple scenes that were spoiled. I saw one with Paul Blart, and I'm not going to specify what happened, but it was hilarious. Paul Blart, the mall cop.
Paul Blart was in the movie?
I don't remember that.
He hit guy. Paul Blart should have been in the movie. However, he wasn't.
Oh.
Okay. Well, that's.
Kevin James.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool guy. Didn't he have that one picture of him just sitting there, like, shrugging?
Yeah, that's the meme right now.
That's been floating around.
That's the one that's floating around. You got that right. Okay.
But yeah. It's like, it was good a movie, and it was like, I don't think there's much you could do about the acting, because the acting was good. It was just the writing.
The writing was a little off.
It was definitely, I could tell it was Scott Cawthon's first time writing a movie.
Yeah, definitely. Because like,
His games are pretty good for them. His stories are great.
But the movie, it's hard to put that.
There's one scene that I was just like, I mean, okay, I get it, but like, why? And I think we're all thinking of the same scene.
Yeah, probably. There were several that I was thinking of, but
I'm thinking of the one where they. It's probably all over the internet. It's one where they built the fort.
Yeah, that caught me so off guard.
Like,
I was so confused.
Fortnite. Freddy Fazbear collab. They already like.
I was
kind of
like, and
confirmed.
Then it was revealed like they like were like, I guess they weren't really like nice, but like they were acting like I was like playing this game when I was a kid. That's not what they looked like.
My timbers were shivered as a child.
As an 8 year old playing these games, I was scared.
I was mortified.
And in this, there's not a lot of scares.
Yeah.
The scariest part was Bloom Boy.
Yeah. And it was cheap.
And
it wasn't even good.
It was just a toy.
It was literally just a toy. I was really confused the entire time because I was like trying to pinpoint and connect it to the games.
I mean, but, I saw the connections to the games.
But, like, yeah, I mean, you see some connections, but it's not, like, going along directly on the line of them.
I think a lot of people are upset about that. Some people, and I was just like, they're just trying to build a new universe. The books are different. Books are way different. If you ever read the books.
I read the first one.
The
like,
Silver Eyes. Yeah. They released it in a graphic novel, so it's way easier to read now. So if you want to.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's in a graphic novel form. So I have never read the books, but I'm thinking about reading them now because I don't like reading all the description. It kind of gets boring and repetitive.
Yeah.
Description does and reading for me. So I might go check that out. But there's, it's just a completely different universe. Just like the books, the games, and now the movies. There are three separate universes.
Yeah.
With three separate stories.
They overlap a little, though.
Yeah.
I was just very confused because I thought I was walking in there knowing what I was about to see. And then halfway through, I was like, okay.
No idea.
I am so lost right now. What's going on?
My girl forgot the movie. Like, I had no idea what was going on that whole movie. It's like, yeah, I know. Like,
I thought I had an idea. I thought I knew the, you know, chain of events.
Right.
And I guess I didn't.
Your little,
no,
little...
it's completely different.
Yeah.
It's utterly and completely different.
Sidewind.
I was like, I walked out of that movie. Good. I was walked out of that movie. I'm not going to even say what happened. But I walked out of that movie. I was like, that does not follow anything. I was like, in the games, it's like, the reason they attacked the security guard is because William Afton was wearing the security guard outfit when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this, as soon as they see that uniform, it's like, it's him. I got to go get him. But that's why they do it, but not in this movie.
But not in the movie. No. It was just, I don't know. It just really confused me.
Yeah.
The closer to the end it got, the more and more lost I felt.
Matthew Lillard did great, though. He had a great performance. Mm,
yeah. Indeed.
Whenever he was on screen.
He did magnificent. Absolutely spectacular.
I also wish Springlock scene was better.
Yeah, that one kind of, I was kind of wishing it was a little more intense. Say that's a good word to describe it, because it just kind of felt underwhelming.
Yeah.
Like it just kind of happened.
It was slow, but that's how they kept it PG-13.
I wish they didn't make it PG-13. I wish they made it rated R.
They're thinking about making a R-rated cut, right?
Are they?
I thought. I saw that in my feed somewhere.
If they are, I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. If they do, it'll probably be
way better.
They'll get more freedom in what they try to make.
I hope the second, because I hope the second movie goes into sister location.
Oh, dude, that would be terrifying.
That's so terrifying.
Really far in the story, though.
It's
not in that universe, though.
It is.
It really isn't. Because, let's look at it. Let's look at it this way. Let's look at the third game. So we pretty much hopped from the first game to the third game in that movie, is what I'm thinking. We completely skipped the second game, which is what I think the third movie. Hopefully the third movie will be. It's like the big.
Put it in the middle, whatever.
Yeah. And I was just like, well, the obvious thing is like, well, he's going to, I just think that, how I hope it'll be, because sister location is terrifying.
It is.
Yeah,
it's
it was.
It's just like the free roam. It felt like almost a free roam, but it wasn't.
Like a claustrophobic free roam.
Right.
Like you can move. You can get from point A to point B. There's multiple things to do, but each one equally as terrifying.
Because she mentions her sister.
Yeah.
In the movie.
Just the location.
I'm saying, like, hopefully it'll be better.
It would be nice.
I sat down with my dad and watched Markiplier play Sister Location, which was awesome.
That must have been cool.
That was like, I was in, I don't know, fifth grade, fourth grade, somewhere around there. And I'd watch it, like, in my parents' room with them. And it was a very good bonding moment. So, thanks, Dad. I know he's going to hear this eventually. Thank you. And then PSA to other adults, other parents, you should have quality time with your kids watching and doing things that they enjoy, because having present parental figures is very important in childhood development.
It is.
With those kids running around the theater, ooh.
Yeah, I just don't, I still don't understand how they got in.
They probably snuck in.
That would have been even worse. Where are their parents?
Yeah, that's another question. How? Or they probably went to go see a different movie.
And just started walking around.
Yeah.
Paw Patrol
they went
still
to
out.
The, we did the they RPX did. One, which is the really nice one.
So
I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. Who knows? But can't blame the kids. Gotta blame the kids' parents.
It's just one of those things.
I blame both.
I blame both.
Those kids are stinky. Little tutti frutti.
Oh, yeah. When we walked down the stairs, whole aisle was covered in popcorn.
Oh, and they made a mess, too?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
We cannot have nice things.
Do not be a messy person. If you're going to be loud and obnoxious, at least be respectful. But don't be loud and obnoxious in a movie theater. Please.
Yeah.
Please.
You want to watch a movie.
You want to watch a movie right now?
I said, no, you're trying to watch a movie.
Oh.
So you should be focused on the movie.
You should be watching the movie, having a good time, but you shouldn't be loud.
Oh.
speaking about being loud, we're going to switch back to video games because we've gone through the entire FNAF movie at this point, and I feel kind of scared for the people who will get spoiled by this. So back in the day, they had those funny lobbies where everybody could talk together, right?
Yeah.
Why did they get rid of that?
I don't know.
Game chat lobbies?
Yeah, like the big ones where you weren't just exclusively talking to your team. You were talking to everybody in the game.
Probably because, I don't know, Modern Warfare 2 existed at some point in time.
Yeah.
Lobbies?
I think probably the main reason is just, it's just decision making. People don't want to stay in a lobby where everyone's yelling and everyone's screaming.
People should be able to opt out, but I'd like them to bring it back so that I can just scream at the other team.
You just want to yell at people, Gabe. I do. You can't. That's not nice.
I get mad when they play better than me, and it frustrates me that they have more skill than I do.
So you gotta tell them.
I have to tell them. I have to voice my opinion because it's just so important to me.
Honestly, I don't know. Those lobbies were
interesting.
They were unique. Yeah. Like,
interesting.
The PUBG pregame lobbies, dude, massive.
I never played PUBG.
It was like a dog pile of just stuff going on. There would just be like seven people crowded in a corner over in who knows where.
I just remember
everything else is on fire.
I just remember being in Black Ops 3 and waiting in the lobby to get into the map and just like listening to just people scream at each other. I'm just like, in my spirit, I'm just like, dude, what is going on, dude? Why are we all yelling at each other?
And most of them are like adults with jobs.
Yeah.
This is what you're doing in your free time? Screaming at random people?
You'll never hear or see from these people for probably the rest of your life. And you're screaming at them.
The adults that have kids are the best.
Because you'll hear the kids in the background.
Yeah.
And like every once in a while, very so often, you'll hear, shut up! Be quiet!
Like turning away from their mic. Sometimes they're
It'll be very, very quiet. And you'll just hear that. And I'm just like,
dang. This guy's a jerk.
So, apparently. You ever like listening to a game chat or something like a YouTube video podcast and you hear them like walk away? And you hear them like turn away? Start talking off in the distance.
Yeah.
Elijah Innes?
Mm-hmm.
This man talks like this into a mic.
Well, that's because he's tall.
No, and then he'll talk like this.
He just goes around the microphone?
Or like this. He'll talk like this.
That's better.
Better. I mean, but it's like...
You can still kind of talk to somebody and look at somebody while you're talking. But if you lean... can't
look just because your voice goes this way instead of going this way.
Right.
And I think one time Easter like went right on the glass and was like talking to your mic. I was just like, come on.
Sometimes we get written little notes in the studio. There's a whiteboard floating around somewhere outside of the studio and people will talk to us.
No.
Which is the walking away,
I've never seen that. I've never seen somebody just get up and walk away.
It's really funny. Recording. Like mid recording, if people just stand up and leave, it's like, where did he go? Why is he gone?
What is he doing?
Without announcing it is odd.
Yeah. But that's why it's
never seen somebody walk away without announcing they're leaving.
Yell from the background, I need to use the bathroom or something, and it's funny. It's the funniest like little bit to me.
It's comical.
It is.
It works. That or they like come back with like some food. That's and like, just hear
he's here
clicking of ice.
No, he's here crinkling of a potato chip bag.
Or like they're opening a wrapper for like a burger.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be like, what did you do? What did you get? And they're like, oh, I ordered my hit favorite restaurant on Grubhub and they delivered it straight to my door. Am I allowed to say things like that?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
You just ordered food. That's
ordered food.
Yeah.
I'm like dropping brands. Is that like bad?
I mean, no. You're not endorsing them. So no.
Our opinions are our own. So
yeah.
Made that disclaimer. I don't like how much it costs for me to order food when I don't drive and get it.
It's the convenience price, brother.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It's like an extra $7, whatever. And then you have to tip them too.
Yep. That's yeah. It's literally a
that's
Jewish
every
at that
delivery
point.
App, dude. It's every single one.
Didn't they start like somewhere pushed the little tipping service, but on self checkout, so you can tip the store?
Are you talking about like a Walmart?
I think
I've seen that. I have.
Why would you ever tip for self checkout?
Tipping a store. That is a unique thought to me. Why
does the tip get split among the employees?
Who does it go to?
I like just the store. I'm like thinking about it.
Yeah, just like, the store.
Would you like to leave a tip?
Who no.
Is it for me?
Who helps me?
Do I get the money back?
Yeah, who helps me? And it's, I know every single item in the store. I know everything I'm going to get. Who helped me? Who gave me customer service to where I need? I did self-checkout.
I
bagged my items. I did. I shopped. I picked up all my items. If you want me to give you a tip, there better be somebody at the door waiting with a cart and walking with me and talking to me while they get my groceries.
And it's like a like tax exemption. So if you tip Walmart, they'll let you like write it off on your taxes as a business expense or something.
I do not think that is it.
That is not true.
That does not
sound true.
If that is
it would never
true,
happen.
Then that means that all of our taxes would be reduced immensely.
See, but if we
but
could
that's
do
not
that.
It. No, that can't be it. That's too easy.
Why do you think the system is so broken?
Gabe, I think you're losing it. I'm going to be honest.
I've gone downhill in the last like 2 weeks, and it's been nothing other than like the voices in my head and the insanity coming out of my mouth.
Okay. Well, don't listen to him too much.
It's too hard. It's awful.
Tipping
any
store. Yeah. Like even like a gas station would be just odd.
Like I've never seen somebody leave a tip at a store after they're done checking out.
Except like I get like, tipping me a pizza place where I work. I mean, because I'm making the pizza and I'm giving you the pizza.
Right, or your delivery driver?
No, we don't do delivery.
Well, if we did hypothetically, if you did delivery and you were driving the pizza out, you'd expect to be at least like a little compensated for what you did.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's usually a given.
And, okay, what's your, like, default tip when you're supposed to tip?
Default tip?
Yeah, because there's, 20%.
Well,
that's a dinner. I think it's more of a dinner thing. That's more of, like, you go to, like, Applebee's or, like, a BW3's. I feel like BW3's. It's more like a 20%, 25% tip.
Bless you.
And then you can go to, like, where I work, which is, like, just a chain pizza place. And right. You can, it's, like, $2 maybe $3
mm-hmm.
and you get like a I don't know like an $8 you get like a even like people who get like a $50 order I was like you don't have to I don't a $2 would be nice
yeah
because it's not like it's not something like I worry about really because it's just like I know people are not because I know how it feels to be asked to tip and it sucks
right
and you feel mandated so I always admit like I don't whatever
it's you shouldn't have to ask someone for a tip
right. if they want a tip they'll give you a tip
right
if they want to well usually
normally there's an option
that's why I don't like tipping on the payment thing I like just tip cups
tip
cups because they're optional
or just giving the money to the waiter themselves just be like here you did a good job they'll be like, oh thank you
no I'm not talking about
or they'll like on the table.
Actual I'm talking about like fast food restaurants.
Oh, right. Okay.
Like, I'm saying just a tip jar, tip cup. Because it's very optional then.
Right.
It's not like you have... It doesn't feel like you have to because it's on the thing you're paying on.
All tipping is optional. It's just... It's kind of...
frowned upon. In this country, it's
frowned upon if you don't. Because, I mean, people, they work. They gave you your stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, here you go. Oh, thank you. How kind of you.
Tipped a rubber duck before.
That is.
I think it was a very good tip.
How much was the rubber duck, at least?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I think
was
I got
it. One of the tiny ones?
Yeah.
It was a little tiny one.
It was a prize.
If it was one of those big ones that you, like, see in bathtubs.
No, I'd never.
I would never?
I'd keep that.
You'd keep.
His name would be Fernando, and I'd keep him in my car.
Fernando.
Fernando the duck. I'd give him a little hat, too.
That's another thing I've never understood. Why do people put so many rubber ducks in their cars? Like, out of anything to put in your car, you just line up a line of rubber ducks.
It's a lot of Jeeps.
Jeeps, yeah. It is. I was thinking Jeeps, too.
Why is it the Jeeps?
I don't know.
There's this thing where they call it ducking, I think. And you just put a duck on the car, and then they keep it.
Okay. Why?
I don't...
What if I started, like, not a Jeep owner. People's cars for no reason? What if I got, like, a big bag of, like, Batman ducks?
Just dump them all over the car.
What if I put, like, 8 on someone's hood and made a little smiley face with it?
Somebody might call the cops on you. I don't know.
What, like, maybe? Me. Not a legal thing could I get called by for on.
I don't know.
Well, what are we, is like, it on a Jeep? Is it on a Jeep?
But you could do it wherever.
If it's not on a Jeep, then I think it's kind of weird. If it's on a Jeep, I don't think it's weird.
I feel like anywhere it's a little odd.
I'm going to go see someone's, like, Kia Soul.
To put anything on some random person's car.
Well, it's
car.
Weird, but it's not weird for Jeep owners, I guess.
Yeah, it's the community thing. They're used to it. But if I did it to, like, Kia owners.
If you did it to, like, my Ford, I'd be like, what is this?
People who have, like, the antennas for the radio, coming off there, I would, like, stick it on that. My friend Ben had a little, like, Ford Fiesta kind of thing. So it's a tiny little hatchback. And he had a little, like, radio antenna coming off the top of the car. And we got a rubber duck from an aquarium. Or at one point, we went on a date and we did that. And we stuck the duck on the little antenna and it almost fell off, like, so many times. And we just kept putting it back on. So it's not impossible. And it wouldn't be horrendous, I think.
It's not. It's just very strange. It's a very weird thing to do.
But if you, like, start doing that to random people's cars...
If you don't know them, yeah. Unless you see a Jeep, it is okay to put, like, maybe a duck or two ducks, rubber ducks, on the car. More than two, I think, is weird. But any other, like a Ford or a Kia.
Take, like, 50 and put them all over.
A Chevy. Just, like, no. It's kind of odd. Kind of frowned upon.
Brighten people's days with little ducks on their cars.
Frighten or terrify?
I'd frighten them.
What?
Scared. Brighten or frighten?
I said brighten, okay. But...
I said terrify.
Yeah.
And brighten.
I heard frighten.
No.
Yeah, I was like, frighten or terrify? No, you're brighten. Giving this man no options.
I'd scare them with little ducks on their cars. I'd find them every day.
It would be very, very scary.
If you go to, like, school with them or something, or, like, work, and you can just always see their car, you could always put a single duck on their hood, and they'll just keep collecting them. So eventually they wouldn't understand why there's so many ducks on their car every day.
You should put put a number underneath each of them.
A different phone number?
Counting down from 100.
Oh, no, not a phone
Make
number.
Make sure you count down from 100. It gets to 1, you just reveal yourself.
I was thinking more like each number is associated with a letter, and you put enough on there, it spells their name out. And just really freak the crap out of somebody.
Why don't you just write their
name? Your friend, though.
Yeah.
Make sure someone who somebody wouldn't, you like, know. Lose it if that happened to them. Because some people are paranoid.
People, don't scare random people. Just, it's not a good idea.
I don't know what he's talking about.
No, you'll get hit.
Yeah, you don't want to...
It won't end up well for you.
You don't want to get a right hooked in the middle of the street.
No.
Because you were trying to be funny. It's not funny.
My humor would get me attacked in a public spot. Because I did a little silly and somebody got scared. I've done it before.
Is it a little scary if somebody got scared?
Silly? It's only for one person, and it's not like everybody's horrified of what I did. Nobody's, like, absolutely terrified of what I'm doing. It's just the one guy got really uncomfortable and didn't know how to react.
Uh-huh.
And you get hit.
Yeah.
Because he was unable to react.
He was unsettled.
Gotcha.
What could you have possibly done?
I don't even know.
I'm not...
Don't explain yourself.
I think we should move on from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move.
Do you have anything else?
I don't have
much. Fall. The fall of fall.
It's real fall.
It's not real
winter fall.
Well, it's about to get warmy again.
It is false winter.
Winter right now. That is it.
We are getting snowed on. The sun is hiding more often.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a bunch of clouds in the sky. However,
my feet are cold.
It's a sunny day.
It is. It was strangely sunny yesterday.
It was
sunny. It was very nice. I went back out skateboarding.
Let me check the weather.
While you check the weather, I'll talk about my skateboarding adventures. I have figured out how to be more stable on a skateboard, how to turn, and I've discovered that shoes play as big of a role in skateboarding as the board itself. My shoes aren't very flat on the bottom. No. At least the ones I was wearing. They were running shoes.
Yeah.
The ones I've got on right now are a little flatter, so they give a little bit more traction.
Like Vans?
Keep hold of it.
Like Converse.
Yeah, those are some pretty famous, well-known
Converse, just because they're so flat.
Yeah.
They have no curve.
They got motorcycle shoes that are like just a little thicker and like have steel toes and stuff that are like Converse and Vans.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the cool ones.
Anyways,
like, I don't think we could wear either of our shoes to skateboard in because it has a rounded toe in the end.
Just a little bit. I mean, these ones are a little flatter than the other ones I had.
Yeah.
But still. I'll figure it out.
Rounded toes.
You're gonna be next Tony Hawk.
I gotta learn how to stay on the board first, man. That's my problem. Also, turning. Turning's very weird.
Invest 13 years of your life into skateboarding and become a pro.
I want to. I really want to get into skateboarding. I mean, I've already figured out what all goes into a board, how to put it together, take it apart. Now I just need to get my own board, its own trucks, its own wheels, its own tape, its own wax, put it all together, jump on the board, and pray I don't fall off.
Do a kickflip.
I'm not there yet. I almost accidentally did one when me and my buddy, he was showing me how to do it, and I almost fell, but when I did, the board kind of jumped up a little bit and spun slightly, and I landed back down, and he's like, dude, you almost ate it and did a kickflip. I was like, yeah, yes, I did. I could tell I almost ate
talent.
It. I could tell I almost ate it because I almost fell off.
Yeah.
Now, Gabe, did you find that thing you were looking for?
I found the weather. For the next week-ish, it is going to be cloudy, but today it should be sunny.
Very nice.
Sunny. We got a high of 53, a low of 30.
Is it going to be warm tomorrow?
53.
That's so warm. It should be at the lowest 37, so it won't be freezing again.
37, though?
Yeah.
That is still cold.
I had a wet head walking into school this morning because I took a shower, and it was not awful. It wasn't really bad, but it was chilly.
It's still cold. Yeah. I mean,
yeah. I don't like showering in the morning, especially in winter, because your head's cold and you can get sick.
You get cold. That's you can get sick from that. You
can get sick.
It's not good. Do not step outside in freezing weather with wet hair.
Yeah, you will get sick.
Wet hair, wet skin, wet anything. You will start to feel very bad.
Very cold.
It's not a good feeling at all.
Speaking about feeling bad or getting sick, everybody at home is probably getting sick of our voices. We've been on for a really long time.
We've been on for the same amount of time that an average slot is.
Yeah, so just about an average.
Yeah. But if you want to cut it here, you can.
I feel like it's time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
To let people get on with their days.
Yeah.
I'm going to start playing our next song, The Detail by Delta Sleep. I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Wonderful Thursday. Boys, thank you for being on my show. And have a good one.
Mm-hmm.